start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah. Of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
Welcome back.
What can only be this...
No, you were trying to do like Welcome Back, Cotter, but went
yeah.
way.
Yeah, I think I messed that up.
There you go. Phil knows Welcome Back, Cotter. You probably dressed as a character from Welcome Back, Cotter for Halloween one time, didn't you?
Yes.
See?
Now the names have all changed since I've been around.
That's what I was going for, yeah.
There it is.
Sorry.
Okay, yeah. Here we go.
But a good fan episode where we answer the questions you guys want to know.
So, I've got like... 200
really
from Instagram.
Oh, well,
I'm just gonna we're gonna get to some of them
rapid Run, fire what, there
are we ready?
Yeah, you're the MC of this one. Get
here
after
we go.
All right, Magnum
PI.
Magnum.
Does he have
that's
good...
the weirdest part about Instagram. What a lot of our fans don't have their actual names. It's like Magnum.
Yeah,
Magnum asks, if you could trade places for each other for one day, what would you most look forward to experiencing?
Oh, I'd trade places with you in a heartbeat, Jamie.
With me? I was going to say sigh because I need a good nap.
No, forget the nap. I'm about to come home with like 50 jackhammers from the honey hole.
You got to pay for those.
At employee discount.
Like, that's true.
I mean, I would pay for them, but I'd want the employee discount. So like, I'd just go stock up my boat with all the tackle that I could while I worked as you.
For one day.
Yeah, I'd get the stuff I really needed. And then
I'd have so much work to do.
I mean, if you're going to be sigh, just... stay at home and go to sleep.
Like, that's good. Sounds like a good day.
Yeah, but I mean, you don't have to swap places with him.
Oh, well,
but
I also
want to know what all's going inside of his head, like all the rainbows and...
You'd never make it out alive.
Yeah, nope. I don't think you'd recover from that.
Butterflies, unicorns.
Rainbows.
And rainbows.
I would say it would resemble like Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Oh, my.
I would think you get inside his head and the schnozberries taste like schnozberries. Like,
that movie scared me.
Traumatized.
Phil?
Snodberry.
I don't know. I mean, if I had to trade places with one of you guys, I don't know. Maybe Cy for a day. Or maybe Martin, because
that way you could actually
line
go duck
some
hunting.
People out at Duck Commander.
But you could actually get to go duck hunting if you traded places with Martin. You'd be invited again.
You know, another
I'd
fun
one. I'd be good at it, too.
Another fun one would be pre-diabetes Godwin.
Pre-diabetes.
I don't know.
I ain't switching places with him right now.
I don't know that the post one's as much fun, but pre would have been a heck of a time. Like, that's... I mean,
I want to be the flying flea.
The flying
flea.
I could do that for a day.
Honey yeah. buns.
Wait,
honey
I get
buns
to pick Godwin. I get to pick skinny Godwin.
That's yeah. right. Honey buns and all.
Oh, man.
I wouldn't pick Stone.
No.
He like wrestling people. Well,
no, I don't want to go get choked for 4 hours yeah. in the afternoon. Like,
putting
no.
people in.
Who wants to do that? Like,
Cy, who would you pick?
You know, another one I'd pick. I don't know. They've been on the show a few times. Christine would be wild.
Like for
if I got to be Cy's spouse and just observe from her perspective, I'd love to know what made her tick. Like, I mean, can we count her?
Me?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I want to look through her eyes at you and be like, that's him.
That's the one.
Oh, no.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a good one.
See?
That's a good one.
I'm telling
Shut
you,
up, man. Because, hey, you always wonder, okay, tell me, what in the world does she see in that guy?
See, that's what I would like to know.
No.
I would like to get in there.
No. Because I've actually looked at him. Wait a minute. That guy looks like he has been whooped with an ugly stick. And yet, he's got the most beautiful wife in the world.
And I'd live for the chance to say, tacos.
Tacos. We're having spaghetti.
Tacos. That story's not true.
No.
Oh, and then I'd know all of his stories, what was real and what was not. That would be even cooler.
No, that's
95%.
That was the funniest part of that day, is sitting here. I would say, well, okay, we had spaghetti.
Tacos.
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 And I said, wait a minute. I remember this distinctly. We had ragu spaghetti.
Ragu.
Oh, no, not ragu. Ragu.
Ragu.
Ragu. That's what you get in Germany. They drop the A.
Yeah. No. Mr. Magoo ragu.
There's a little thing above the A or something.
But the funniest part on that was Sharon, our best friend.
You're pregnant.
Yeah, you're pregnant. Yeah. Yeah. Christine said, Sharon, you know our history. No, I'm not pregnant. Yeah, yeah. You are. Yeah.
Sure enough.
Yeah. She was telling the whole neighbor, we're pregnant.
Oh, man.
I did ask Christine one time, because I know millions of size stories. I don't know a lot of them, okay? I can finish. If he starts it, I can finish it. But I asked her, I said, what's your favorite thing about Si? And she said, I love listening to his stories. She said, I know them all too, but I just like listening to them over and over again. I said, are they ever the same?
No.
The man's got a particular set of skills in storytelling.
A good storyteller is hard to find.
Si, you can do it. I'll give it to you.
And now that he's got his poker face on with them glasses, you don't ever know what's going on.
He's going sunglasses. Wait till you see the ones he ordered.
He could be asleep.
Internet.
I actually feel undressed.
Oh, no.
Thank goodness you only feel that way.
Hey, I don't want to swap with him then.
I was standing there this morning getting ready to come over here. Y'all know what I was saying. I done this.
Something's missing.
My wife was watching me when I done that. She said, it'll take you a while before you don't need it anymore.
You like me. My watch broke the other day and I ordered a new one. Didn't it come in yet? And you feel
naked.
I do. Are you still doing this?
Can I tell you how many times I've gone? Yep, it still ain't there.
Yeah.
Tell me,
what time is it?
Yeah.
Two hairs past a freckle.
Yeah.
So have you adjusted your glasses without them being there yet?
No, that's why he's wearing sunglasses, so he has something to touch.
He's got a decoy.
Yeah.
But everything's a little
when I come in here, I said, whoop. And now I got to pick these up and said, yeah.
Well, you ain't wrong about our new lights in
here.
I don't like these. They're the wraparound.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I can put these on top of these.
Got them a pair of cocoons.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. All right, next question.
Yeah, what we got?
All right, and Esteban emails in.
I had a guitar. Esteban guitar.
Yep, Esteban.
I didn't know that.
$213.
He asked a very short and simple question. Is Yeti real?
The company?
No.
Oh.
Yeah.
The abominable snowman.
Yes, they're a publicly traded company with their own stock in. Yes, they're real.
Yeti's real right there.
Not the company.
Whoa, not the
company. The Yeti. Like,
this is a Yeti cup.
Yes, but...
And this is a Yeti bottle.
They're bound to be real.
They're bound to be real.
I got it.
Or in the words of Phil Robertson, Yeti.
Yeti. No, he's talking about like the Sasquatch that lives in the snow.
Oh, Bigfoot.
Not Big... Bigfoot lives in Oklahoma.
Hey, Yeti's got a Bigfoot.
A Yeti also would have a Bigfoot.
And he's real.
If he was real.
Is he real?
He's real. He lives in the Arctic.
Well, if there was ever a chance of one existing, there ain't nobody up there, so, you know.
That's it.
It ain't
this
like
this is the one that you're going with that might be real? Real?
Well, you got to be
a cool dude to be a Yeti.
The law of averages gives it much more of a chance than a panther that lives around 300 million people that ain't ever been seen. So, I'm just saying.
I think I draw the line on something choosing to be that cold.
Is there any deer in the city of Monroe?
Yeah.
I'll rest my case.
He rests his case. All right, next question.
But you see him.
I'm just trying to not let you argue that.
I rest my case.
Okay. You know there are because you see them.
I rest my case.
He's seen a Black Panther.
Have you seen a Yeti?
Three times.
See, I haven't seen
a Yeti. I've seen a Black Panther.
No, I ain't either.
I think Sasquatch is probably real, but I don't know
what's
about
the difference
a Yeti.
In all?
That's just another name for Yeti.
So no, Yeti's in the snow.
No, I don't
know. Well, where's Sasquatch?
In Oklahoma.
Well, I thought you said that was Bigfoot.
He's in a swamp.
Well, Bigfoot and Sasquatch are the same.
Hey, he's in a
swamp.
So
where does the Chupacabra fall in all that?
Chupacabra's in Mexico.
He's in Texas.
Or Texas.
Okay.
Oh, he's in Texas.
And what, South Louisiana got the Rougarou.
The Rougarou's in yes.
And the Swamp Ape.
What about the Boggy Creek Monster?
I ain't ever been to Boggy.
I don't know.
I have. I've
never heard of that.
Oh, yeah.
Boggy Creek Monster.
I don't know about no Boggy Creek Monster. Yeah. I don't think that's real either.
Oh,
man, yeah, people's imaginations are wild. I love it.
I love it. I love
fantastic.
It. I do too.
Well, some of those are just things people have seen, Martin.
Yeah.
Very well
Isaac. Documented.
Isaac.
We got a short
Biblical.
One here.
Biblical.
Isaac says, what is y'all's favorite movie?
Mm.
Ooh, wow.
I got a bunch of them. But The first one is Jonesy Wells.
Jonesy.
Not to be confused with his cousin Josie.
Yeah, that's, right. That's a good one, too. Josie Wells. The outlaw, Josie Wells.
The outlaw,
there's
Josie Wells.
There's more Clint one-liners Eastwood in that movie than there are all the rest of them put together. I mean,
I don't know about that, but it's close.
I wish we had time to bury them, fellas.
Oh, no. And hey, look, I just found, my wife found it.
Buzzard.
Okay, we got a new channel.
Oh, boy.
And they got Westerns.
Roku. He got Roku.
They got Westerns Gazoo on them.
Westerns Gazoo.
Yeah. Yeah. And right now I'm on a Dale Robertson kick.
Is that your cousin?
No. He's probably as good looking as he is, he's bound to be Kent.
That's true. I'm going to go with Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
Oh,
that's an easy one.
That's another good one.
It's the Soggy Bottom Boys.
That's right. The Soggy Bottom Boys.
Some guy came in the store the other day talking about Tishomingo. I said, did you go there and sing in the man's can, give you $5 piece?
Yeah.
He didn't get it.
Hey, sing in the can.
It's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Sing in the can, boy.
Geographical Oddity.
That's it.
Martin, favorite movie?
Oh, man. I got to pick one.
Just one.
Well, y'all have already named two that I would have named, so I'll go with another one. Shawshank.
Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah. Good one.
Good one.
Good choice.
Phil?
Burt Reynolds.
Uh-oh.
The Longest Yard.
The Longest
Yard. Oh, the OG Longest Yard.
Oh, I was about to say, good gracious.
Not the Adam Sandler. The OG.
Burt Reynolds was good.
I don't know that I've seen
Burt Reynolds.
He's a Burt Reynolds kind of guy.
I like Jerry Reed, too.
All right, last question right here. Anthony, do you actually take a break when you say you do? Watch this.
Rolling, rolling, rolling.
And we're
keep
keeping
those doggies moving.
Roll out. All right, next question.
That was a break.
That was a, man, I had a good break. Did
nice,
you have a good break?
Nice break.
Yeah, I TT'd.
Break.
I had a good break.
Anyways.
I had TT go bed.
Jordan.
All right, Jordan.
Jordan.
Jordan from 1990, I'm guessing.
Oh, 1990
asked
Jordan.
For a job / career you have always wanted to try.
Color commentary on sports.
Ooh, you'd be good at that.
You could. I think we could do that together because I've always wanted to be the play-by-play guy.
Yeah, you can have the play-by-play.
That's the guy.
I want to be the guy that researches and just like hang out with them 3 days before so I can talk about their little cousin that, you know, got a finger lost on an alligator or something.
What?
I don't know.
What just, channel?
That's the kind of stories they come up with. Like,
what do you do for a living?
They come up with the most obscure things about the player's life, and it's like, that's kind of cool because that means you really had to sit down and get to know these people. So now I would handpick who I sat down and got to know. There's a few of them that
I'm going to say two things. I want to be a commentator for poker. That's one. That would be fun.
That sounds so boring.
And I want Si to join me. And then I want to call. I want to be the announcer for the horse races.
And they're off.
And the horses have reached the starting gate. We're waiting on the long shot. Blind sigh. And they're off.
I don't
coming around
do
the
that
turn.
Silas, what's a, well, you do have a dream job, but what's something you, I mean, you, what?
Professional nap taker.
What job have you wanted that you didn't get?
If it wasn't about the money.
You've been a greenskeeper. You've been everything.
Head like, greenskeeper.
You've done it all. So what's one thing that you wanted to do that you haven't done? A cowboy? Like, I mean, I don't.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Should have been a cowboy.
No, that would be it.
Like, I mean, is that.
That would be it.
Like a legit cowboy. I can see you being a legit cowboy.
Oh, no,
you're
no
already bow-legged.
Well, I am. No, no. I am a legit cowboy.
That's right.
Okay.
You ain't got no hat.
Look at them boots.
Oh, I got
on
hat. I got hat. I got boots. I got guns. The only thing I don't have, I can't afford one, is horses.
You can't afford a horse?
No,
you just bought a truck.
He got 400 horses under the hood.
I did, but I can't afford a horse.
So you're going
too much work involved to keep it a horse.
That's a good point.
I know, I'm serious.
Stone. Si, here's the problem. You could afford a horse and somebody to take care of it. So it's like,
no.
You could.
No.
He's just not willing to.
Yeah.
So you're going with cowboy?
Yeah.
A real life cowboy?
Well, no, because, hey.
No? Or yeah?
That's a yeah.
How about a bull
three
rider?
Three nose equal a yeah.
No, no, because, hey, look, Cowboys has always been my heroes.
Cowboys.
They made a song about it.
No. Yeah.
Really. Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys.
But here's the reason. Ben Johnson.
Oh, Benny J, baby.
Now, he was, I always wondered why he was so good in westerns.
Because he was an actual cowboy.
Oh, no, no, no. Because he was an actual cowboy.
Real cowboy.
He actually worked on a ranch for $30 a month, plus food and a place to stay. Okay? Plus, he was also, his father was a two-time world champion roper. Ben Johnson was a one-time. He only done it once. But that's the reason he was so good in Western, is that he actually worked on the biggest ranch in Oklahoma up there for, you know, for a long time.
There you go.
But, there you go.
But cowboys, okay, are a tough breed of men.
Oh, 100%. I couldn't be one.
Okay, no, no. That's why I couldn't be one. Okay, I ain't tough enough. Period.
Correct.
Okay, because hey, that's what they all, that's why they always say, hey, all right, cowboy up.
I like
that
it.
That means, hey, get it done. No matter what it takes, get it done. Mm. And hey, that's what most cowboys do.
All right. Yeah. Moving on.
I've got three.
Well, go ahead.
Well, because I wanna do a football game with you.
Yeah.
We need to do like a high school one and do the radio because they never tell the score when you listen to those. But I think we could do it better.
And they always complain about getting gypped by the referees.
I think we'd be really good at it.
I'm going to hold commentary on local high school sports radio, Colin. So.
Okay. I think we'd do a good job. Number two would be a backup NFL quarterback.
Oh.
Hey, backup.
Oh, I don't want to start. Those people get hit.
What if you got to go out and play?
That's fine. I'm getting paid millions of dollars.
Oh, that's cool because the backup hands the ball.
No, no.
He was a backup. What was he supposed to do?
Hey, he's like old Maradell dog. He ain't as dumb as he looks.
Yeah.
Okay? I don't want all the glory.
He wants to be starting quarterback.
A kicker would be legit.
He wants to be backup, okay? Because like you said, millions of dollars, and all you do is you sit on the beach and you watch them guys case the starting quarterback.
I've lived my life by that. I don't want to be the man.
Yeah.
I just want to be the man's man.
That's right. Next to it.
Willie, Big Dave.
Yeah.
I just find a guy and I just sit right beside him. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm very happy there.
I like it. I like it.
So
like it.
If I could have been Drew Brees' backup for about a decade, that'd have been awesome. He would have won me a Super Bowl and I'd just been like, yeah, man.
Yeah.
Good job.
Attaboy.
Or an astronaut.
Ooh.
So the man who believes we didn't go to the moon wants to be an astronaut?
Astronauts go to space all the time. They just didn't go to the moon.
Hey, Area 54.
Where is Area 54?
It's three down from 51.
Yeah, but hey, they've actually got it.
Now everybody knows.
That's a set. That's a TV set. Great.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But I think it would be fun to like ride in a rocket ship. Reentry would be scary though.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's where I'm at.
To me, not as scary as exit. Right. At least you're coming back.
to something.
I'm coming home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it'd be cool to see the Earth from space. I don't know. That's just me.
Hey, you could tell if it was flat or not.
Well, it's definitely round. I mean, of all the conspiracy.
Definitely round, boys.
Birds might not be real, but the Earth is round. Anyway, M. Miller.
M. Miller.
Emails in, and I think they have the greatest idea ever. She wants to hear Cy get a telephone and call Phil and try to make small talk.
Okay.
And see what that would go like.
It would not happen.
Hey, here it is. Yep. Okay. Yep. Yeah. Yep. Nope. All right.
Could you make small talk with your brother?
No.
No, not unless it's in person. No, when it goes from his pointed question, because that's the only communication you have with Phil.
Yeah.
He needs to know something.
Yep.
Yeah. And then once you're done with his pointed question, yep. All right.
No bye.
Hey, my dad had what? Three words. Hello. Yep. Goodbye. And most of it, within a minute, those three words were said. Hello, yep, goodbye.
Well, at least he said goodbye. Phil dropped that one.
Yeah, Phil
replaced goodbye with seven yes.
Oh, no, no. We do not like phones.
Yeah.
Never have, never will.
Your brother ain't real fond of a watch either, but the first thing he asks in a duck blind is what time is it?
Well, no.
I'm like, we can fix this.
No, we can't.
We could fix this issue.
No, we can't. Okay, he's going to have somebody with him that's got that and uses it, okay? He don't want no part of it.
Yeah. Man.
So it wouldn't even be, like, worth trying?
No.
It'd just be, no.
No, because he'd want to know, what do you want?
Well, the first battle you got to fight with either one of them is they actually answer the phone.
That is very true.
Oh, no.
I mean, I'm not saying it couldn't happen. It's just going to be a lot harder than.
Oh, no. I have turned into a spam killer.
Or me.
Oh, no. Whoever calls, if I don't recognize the number.
Hang up.
Every once in a while, I look, and I say, wait a minute, that's a 318 number. Let me answer it and see what. It may be somebody there. Beth, one of them, was lucky. You know, she called, and I looked at it, and I said, I don't know it, but let me check it. Okay, hello. And then she said, oh, I said, you're lucky I answered. I said, usually I just go ahead and hit answer and then kill it. Bam, call.
You know you can just hit. Oh, you don't have a.
No, it's phone. But it is, and it's possible to just go over there and that little cord that comes out the wall, just go, boop, boop. And then when you want to use it.
It's a landline.
Oh, no. Yeah, but I wouldn't have fun killing it.
He's having a good time.
Oh, no. I'd like
to talk to you about your warrant.
Hey,
bump.
These people are finally going to find out, hey, do not call this number.
I don't think they're going
to. It's a recording.
I don't care. I'm going to kill them. I'm going to kill them.
Robocalls.
I'm going to kill them till I die.
Kill them with kindness.
Yeah. I'm going to kill them till I die.
Well, hang up.
That's right.
All right. Well, Anthony. We're about to take another break.
Yeah.
Watch this. Noble Killer Robertson.
Ready?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. We got more questions.
Keep them rolling, Sean.
Beth sent me 20 pages, and we're like on page 2.
Ooh.
Well,
so when you see that on Instagram, if you ever see it, you better go quick. This one I'm very interested in answering. What's the best business advice you would give to a small business owner? Appreciate all of you. And that comes from Complete Lawn Care USA. So it sounds like he got a lawn business by his name. What's the best small business advice, Martin?
Don't hire it done.
Ooh.
Don't hire it done?
Yep.
AKA do it yourself.
Do it yourself.
In other words, do it yourself.
Be the person that opens the doors. Be the person that closes the doors. Be the person that counts the register. Be all that until you go from small business to medium business. Then you can start hiring stuff done. If not, the number one problem you see with all this stuff, to me, is people will start a business, it'll get reasonably successful, and then they're like, oh, I'm ready to cash in now, and they'll go hunting, they'll go fishing, and the next thing you know, the profit you were making is
gone. Yeah.
Gonzo. And then, you know, odds are when they do that, you generally hire a buddy. So then you have to fire a buddy, which strains relationships because then you got to get back to the deal. So, like, just work. If you want to be a business owner, it doesn't mean you work 40 hours. You work about 110.
I was just going to say.
You know.
If you own your own business, no, you don't.
But that's my advice. But in the world today, people say, I'm an entrepreneur. Well, they start this thing, do it, and then they just hire the rest of it done. And they're like, why ain't I making no money? That's just from what I've seen. I've never started a business.
Big Dave was here, he would say, yep, Martin knows what he's saying. Because I'll just say my dad, for a long time, now he can't hire it.
Mm-hmm.
He hired me to help.
But he's made it. But, and I mean, he put I'll in say, 10 years or however long. It's been more than that now. But
And he opened, he closed, he took off Wednesdays. He closed on Sundays, but he took off Wednesdays and he loved to fish.
But even on Wednesdays, mom was there.
Yeah, my mom was there.
It's not like he was. I mean, somebody that owned the business was always there.
Yeah, my mom or dad's always there.
Yeah.
And you got to be there.
Yeah.
And you can't just hire people to do it because they're not going to care as much as you. You can find good people, and we got great people at the Honey Hole, and there's great people at Duck Commander.
Oh, 100%.
You gotta put the blood, sweat, and tears into it. And I'm lucky because my dad did all that, and now I get to reap some of the benefits. But I'm learning from him, like, you're there.
Yeah.
And it's...
You work Wednesdays, don't you?
And I'm there till 6 o'clock every night. And, like, I used to get off at, you know, 5, and that's, you know, one of the things that I'm like, oh, this is what I do. But my favorite quote from my dad, he stole it from Senator John Kennedy, good things come to those who work their butts off. And that's what he does. And part of that's just showing up, like Martin said. But with a lawn care business, you could hire a crew and you go out and they could weed eat and do all the stuff. Or you could do it yourself and wake up early, get home a little later, and you can grow that thing, mm-hmm. so then you hire people. So.
Yeah, then you become just like a general manager of it where you send crews out. But that's my deal on small businesses is just, I mean, work your butt off. Like we've seen these people around here connected to Duck Commander start small business after small business, and like some of them work, some of them don't. And that's because generally the ones that work, they're there.
Mm-hmm.
They are there 100% of the time.
The ones that don't work, that's the reason it don't work.
Yeah.
So, they don't work.
Yeah, that's...
If you don't work, it won't work.
No. That's I'm serious.
Yeah. So...
Running a small business or owning a small business is, to me, is like a doctor. I would never be a doctor. Because you're always on call.
Mm-hmm.
Always.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and same thing about a man that owns his own business.
Yep.
And it's easier if you're in my own business and, hey, your boy doesn't show up or whoever you got mowing lawns.
I could not be a businessman.
You got to go do it or you're going to lose that customer. So it's easier to just count on yourself until you can grow it to where it can be done.
Absolutely.
And my other piece of advice is put your money back into the business. You got to live, so take what you need. But the more you put back in, the more it will grow and the better it will grow and the quicker it will grow.
Yep.
Two things I got. Customer service is always going to be number one. And then I've got a story about be willing to do every job at the business that you own. Do y'all remember Howard Griffin Land of Toys? Loads of fun for girls and boys. You remember that store, Howard Griffin's?
We're in our 30s.
Yeah, sorry.
So you do or don't?
No, sorry, we don't.
Do you
remember Toys R Us?
Yeah, sorry.
Yes, I remember that. Yeah. So my stepdad owned...
Pretty sure Howard's owned that building too, but...
No, they didn't.
No, it's a different Howard.
Oh, there you go.
Howard Griffin. Anyway, Howard Griffin. There are people who will remember, but my stepdad owned that store, and I would work there during the summers. And I felt like, you know, I was doing all kinds of work in the warehouse. But on one day, it was a particular day, there was a pile of trash that was as high as this ceiling in this room. And he said, look, there's a pitchfork and a wheelbarrow. I need all this loaded up, and it done got wet and damp and nasty. He said, I need all this gone. And so I was like, I'm not doing that. Let somebody else do it, you know?
I'm the boss.
Because I was a kid.
I'm the boss's son.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
I walk in about 30 minutes later. He's taking his suit jacket off. He's in the middle of it with a pitchfork and throwing it in there. And he's doing the job.
Yeah.
And I was like, ooh, I felt bad, you know?
Mistakes have been made.
And he said, hey, look. He said, every job's important. And I learned something from then on. Whatever needed to be done, I was going to do it.
Yeah.
You know?
That's awesome.
That was a good lesson to learn.
So, all right, well, we're going to take a break, and I think we might try and call Phil.
Okay.
We got him. We might try a little small talk with Cy and Phil.
Yeah.
Hello. Hey, did you go hunting this morning?
No, they done moved me and you. We the ones that trained them young bucks, son. They moved us to the back of the bus.
Well, what else? What else you been doing?
Well, I've been moping around down here. I broke my back. I broke my back working with them duck on the duck hole over there. You know.
Yeah.
But we got to get these young bucks to understand. We trained them. You boys just to y'all. When we left, the numbers started going down. You know what I'm saying?
No, they ain't none of them can shoot.
No. They've been claiming our ducks all these years. We train them, and then they claim our ducks.
Yep. Hey, my wife wanted to know, what did you actually do to your back? Christine wants to know.
I tried to use it as a push-off, so we were launching a boat, and the boat, there wasn't enough water to launch it. So I thought we'd just push me and old Dan, the eunuch, we'd push it out with our back. Well, there was more boat than there was back. So it broke one of my vertebrae. Well, then they looked, and there's another right below it that kind of cracked. So they've already got me lined out, though. They got it all fixed back. And they said you better take a few days off here. So... I'll be back next day, probably tomorrow.
I got a question. What was this I heard about? You're supposed to get a shot for the next 2 years every day.
Somebody said the way to get around it and make your bones better, make stouter bones, would put. They got a shot with something in it, and you gave yourself. I just gave myself my own shot. I ain't got much of a butt left, but what I got, I can hit it with a needle.
I got some advice for you. You're not 35 anymore. Okay, you're 76 years old. You got a bunch of young men that go hunting with you. Make them idiots work. You stop working.
Yeah, that's what needs to happen. Well, they told me, they said, come on, and you don't have to even carry your gun or anything. We'll carry it. So they bring in my gun and my ambo. They're going to have it sitting there with me, was sitting there with a little old stool with a little foam on it for right there at this point. So I'm just going to sit in the blind there. I may raise up every once in a while to shoot a duck, but I done killed enough of them. I don't have to kill them. I just like the camaraderie, Si.
Hey, what gun you still shooting that stupid 3-inch 12 gauge?
No, I've dropped down to a 20 gauge. You know, that's what you were shooting, and they claim you didn't kill nothing with it.
Hey, well, according to you and Jason Robertson, I ain't never killed a duck in my life.
Yeah, you show them, they just don't appreciate what we taught them, Si.
No, there ain't no respect. They ain't got a bit of
respect.
Ain't
no respect no more. We just got old and gray, and they say,
how's that?
Moving to the back of the bus.
Well, hey, they know that the state don't charge us but $5 for a stupid license anymore. You know, yeah. I don't figure we kill nothing.
I'll tell you one thing, Si. Me and you hit on this resurrection because we put a faith in Jesus. If it wasn't for that resurrection, we'd be done here. So, I think it's a pretty good deal. The resurrection of the dead is looming larger and larger each day, Si.
Look, I know I'm on my bonus years. You're 2 years older than I am. So, I'm 74. That's 4 years bonus. You got 6 years bonus.
Yep.
Everything's going downhill.
Yep. Well, let her rip.
Hey, that's what I say, too. Let her rip the teddy chip.
You got it, my brother.
Hey, I just wanted to call and see how good you is getting along there, my man.
All right. Rock
love you.
On.
Amazing.
That was awesome.
That's the longest I've talked, and he's talked on the phone for 50 years.
That was just two brothers talking about their day, and it was, first off, if you think we planned that, we did not. We sent a text, and they said, yeah, he's there, he'll answer. And it ends in the most classic Phil way. Resurrection's looming soon, boys.
That's right.
You give that boy a microphone.
It's getting larger all the time.
He didn't think he had a microphone. That was
too much boat, not enough back.
I like that.
There was more boat than back.
76 years old and still trying to do that kind of crap.
But he ain't got much of a butt left.
Hey, Si, spoiler alert. He gonna do the same thing at 77.
Well, no.
It don't matter.
No.
That boy gonna go out with his boots on.
Hey, well, you right there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He gonna go out with engine failure. He ain't gonna rust
that
out.
That was just such.
Phil said they told me I need to take a few days off. I reckon I'll go tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow. A few hours off.
That man, he's rich now. He's.
I mean, that was just the. If you had, because he didn't know.
The crazy thing, I didn't hear a single dog yipping. That's weird for down there.
Hello.
With the thunder and herd.
I heard him accidentally press the phone button about 4 or 5 times.
Oh, absolutely.
Which made me laugh.
Yeah. Beep, 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 beep. Yeah, that wasn't a sensor, folks. That was Phil's face. That was
up against his phone.
That was beard up against phone. So.
Oh, my word, that was wonderful. Did you think he was going to talk that much to you?
No.
he was excited to talk to you.
Oh, yeah. That was like I said, that's the most we've talked on the phone.
You know what that tells me? Years. Phil ain't been hunting because he ain't had no human contact.
What's that?
He needed to talk.
He needed to talk to somebody.
Gotta love you, brother.
Yeah. I noticed he said love you too.
Oh, yeah.
He said good talking. Yeah. What did he say? Good talking to
he
you?
He said,
brother?
Yeah, bonk. Love you.
Let it rip.
Yeah, let it rip, boys. All right, well, let's rip on into the last commercial. We'll be back right after this.
That was good.
Last segment of fan stuff. Johnny D, let's close on. I don't know how we're going to top a feel inside phone conversation.
Yeah, we're not.
But it kind of makes me like now want to like prank call people we know with Si. Like that, now that I know it's that easy to like hook up through the mics, like
let's call me.
I want Si to be like the next, what was it? R.D. Mercer. Calling about his wife Sharon Jane.
That's
or whatever.
Yeah.
All them old ones.
How big
good.
A boy are you?
Yeah. Just how big a boy are you? I'm coming down there and whoop you. No. I used to listen to them things so much.
Funny.
Golly. All right, what we got?
Well, Z Green brings up a very interesting topic. Why don't we wash our hands before we use the bathroom? Isn't that cleaner? And my whole thought process in life has just been...
I can tell you right now, generally by the time I've decided I got to go to use the bathroom, I ain't got time to stop and wash my hands.
No.
I don't go on a whim.
Good point.
I go because I got to go.
Good point.
I just never thought, like, maybe you should wash your hands before and after.
Well, I mean, if that's the case, why don't we wash our hands every 20 seconds? Like, you know, I mean, you go down that road.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You know, I mean, that's just a...
Never ending.
That's a bad deal there.
But, all right. Well, Anna emails in, or...
Anna Panna?
I think Matt. If you could have any guest on this podcast...
Snoop.
Who would it be?
Snoop.
What?
I would love to see Si and Snoop just chat.
Snoop Dogg?
Yes.
D-O-double-G.
Really?
Snoop Dogg?
I would love to see him and Si sit there and opine together.
Si's got his mind on his tee.
And we could have a Corona with a warm breeze.
You're the only... You watch
the bee's knees. I told you he watches all these.
He watches more commercials than he watches actual... television programming.
And this is why Snoop would be fantastic.
And calm scenes.
He knows it.
See? He doubted me. You looked at me like you were shocked.
No, that wasn't no good. That was awesome.
Lee Bad. I've seen it too.
Yeah.
I didn't know we were going there.
Okay. Well,
that makes sense though. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
It would be a wild ride.
Probably be a little haze in here, but that'd be fine.
Now, what was the original question?
That any guest we could have sit in here with us.
Me, personally?
You would pick yourself?
Yep, it's Si.
No, the person I would pick would be Garth Brooks.
Gar.
Yeah, I'd have to ask him about the Chris Gaines days. What was that all about?
I watched it.
Oh, no. I'd like to talk to him and ask him questions. Okay, because look... I listen to music and have been listening, and, you know, bam, just all of a sudden, Garth Brooks is the man.
That's because he was calling Baton Rouge.
Well, no, but I'm just saying, you didn't hear nothing about him, and then all of a sudden, he's got 50 number one hits.
And they call the thing a rodeo.
No, I'm serious.
He sent, him and his wife sent you and Christine something for y'all's anniversary.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Then get him on.
Yeah.
No. Yep. Garth Brooks, if you're listening, we want you to come and be on our podcast.
A dream come true for Uncle
and
Si.
And you will have to just do me this. There'll be a freebie by you.
It doesn't pay much, Garth. But
that's right.
Have
in other words,
time.
This ain't going to pay you doodly squat, Garth.
So we got Garth
but
Brooks.
We will have a wonderful time together.
That's
and
true.
And Snoop.
Right.
Phil?
And hey, mind back, I'll even get Jay Stone. I'll buy a tenderloin or a couple of them and get Jay Stone to smoke it.
I'm guessing that Garth Brooks has his own version of Jay Stone.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, I doubt that.
And their name is...
There ain't but one Jay Stone.
And their name
chef.
Is Trisha. Well, she has a cooking show for crying
out. Oh, yeah, good point.
She's actually got a receipt, recipe book.
Mm-hmm.
And she actually cooks.
I think I'm going to bring on, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Elvis.
He's not alive.
You didn't say that.
Well, I mean, it has to be a guest that we can reasonably get.
Oh, like, well, I read
I mean, if that's the case, wouldn't we all answer Jesus?
Yeah,
but that's a given. I mean, hey, that's a given.
Like, you just picked Elvis
well,
over
no,
Peter
I
then. That's all
I was. I was thinking of that.
Were you?
Okay, but yeah.
You were thinking of Elvis?
Let's have Jesus on here.
Yeah.
Well.
We invite Jesus into this podcast.
Always. He's always here. Two or three are gathered. Remember, there's four of us here. Well, technically six.
Say, he is always.
And technically, a bunch of people listening.
He is always a guest here.
Absolutely.
Although he's unseen.
No, I want I mean, we can be outrageous and pick Snoop Dogg because he probably is not showing up. But like,
but what if he did?
Whoop,
a boy can dream.
Yeah. Snoop Dogg may show up. Don't count Snoop Dogg out.
What if he popped through the door right now?
What?
I'm just kidding. That's not going to happen.
I'd say, hey, okay. JD.
Drew Brees.
I'd say, JD, get up. Snoop Dogg, have a seat, baby. Let's talk.
Now, Drew might come be on our show.
Let's wrap.
Drew Brees, very serious man.
Yeah, I'd like for Drew to come on. Yeah. That would be fun.
I mean, I like Mr. Brees.
I like
Mr.
Brees.
It's time as commentator.
Mr. Brees.
My name is Mr. Brees.
Who you got, Sean?
They call me the Brees, baby.
That's tough. That's a tough
That's
one.
Leonard Skinner's
eye. Because, you know, if you're going to dream.
Yeah, dream big.
That's right.
Yeah.
Hey.
So, I mean, you could probably say, you know, some people that might come on.
And you know what my first question to Snoop Dogg is?
What?
Who turned the dogs loose, Snoop?
That was the Baja Men, sir.
Yeah.
Hey, but he got some dogs, too.
And I'm sure he's tired of answering that question.
Well, hey. Yeah, I can't.
He's just going to have to deal with it.
Hey, he's going to have to deal with it, boys. Hey.
I would say W. Like, let's go big.
Yeah.
George W. Bush.
Hey.
That's where I'm going.
Fool me once.
Wouldn't
that's
be
who you want to be.
You ain't going to fool me twice.
Fool me twice. Can't fool me again.
Yeah. That's just a joke we say.
No, I would say George. That would be like, yeah. I would be, that would be the person that I'd be the like most nervous about.
Probably. Like, that'd be tight. There'd be Secret Service people here. That'd be cool.
W. What do you think, Si?
No, Secret Service is out. Hey, George's going to show up by himself.
George, if you're listening.
We got some rules.
Rules.
I like that. What?
Can't have.
It's a producer's nervous about Secret Service all the time.
Oh, no, we can't have all these Secret Service hanging around.
But I would think you'd want to go with like somebody that knows stuff that you don't know. So I could ask him if we landed on the moon, stuff like that. Not really, but.
You've been watching National
Treasure. Hey, he's a politician. He'd lie to you.
George Bush wouldn't lie to me.
Yeah, he would. It wouldn't be politician. Prudent. His lips were moving.
Boy, I knew I was. You know, I debated going down the politics road.
Hey, I'll tell you, I'm rough on politicians.
Yeah, I saw you going not there. I don't know.
I always liked George Bush.
Yeah, well,
he was from Texas.
He was good for a line. I'll give him that. You never knew what he was going to say.
He was funny.
Yeah.
Everything didn't cost $1 billion. You know, he has wits about him. I'm just saying.
He had his wits about him.
Boy. We've had people
that
have
wits about him. Tell you what.
I would be super. That's just somebody I've always wanted to meet.
Yeah.
He took us through a really tough time. And I appreciate him. And he was like the president when I was a kid. So, like, that was cool.
You don't have to justify it.
Remember when he threw that first pitch? Yeah. And he threw a strike?
Well, I'd sit here and talk to him.
I'd like to see the current president throw out the first pitch and throw a strike. We're getting into politics.
There we go.
He can't even ride a bike, people.
He started meddling now, boys.
He done went to meddling.
Yeah, he done went to meddling.
Saying George Bush could ride a bike.
I'd like
I'm sorry.
Oh, wow.
I got to find a new one.
Oh, wow.
In a hurry.
Oh, wow.
Time's running
What out. Was your worst fan experience? An old lady grabbed my booty one time.
Ooh, that's wild.
She took a picture with me and Willie and was in between us, and all of a sudden I said,
a cougar.
Nope. Very old.
Si, you've had a lot of this. You've had a lot of fan exposure.
This is Lynch. Maybe Lindsay? I don't know. Martin nothing? Martin's not going. Martin has a very particular one in his head right now that he can't talk about.
Oh, I can talk about it, but I mean, their fan experience. Like, I mean, there's what?
The best one.
Most of them have to do with, like, awkward smells.
Oh, no.
They always come in too close, and you're like,
the best one. The best one.
I don't want people to think I'm cold either. Like, if you see me coming to me, shake my freaking hand.
Oh, for sure.
So that's why I'm saying, like, I don't, it's cool. Like,
no, it's cool.
I mean, you know, Jimmy Red walks in his office every day, so it don't get no worse smelling than that.
Oh, jeez.
Like, well, I mean, he works on a a dozer all day. He smells like diesel fuel, cigarettes, and spilt Coca-Cola. So, I mean, I'm like, you know, and like he just went and ate at the Coney Island.
And y'all are friends.
Yes, I love him to death. Hey. He comes every Friday and picks up a check. That's right. Like, but that's what I'm saying. I don't ever want people to think I'm cold. Like, come up to me and shake my hand, man. We're cool. I mean, the weirdest fan experience was the woman that had me and Jace sign her underwear, but she's like, look, it's cool. They still have the tags on them. I was like, okay. Me and Jace just looked at each other. This was in West Virginia, Morgantown, West Virginia.
West Virginia.
A boy never forgets his first time in Morgantown, West
Virginia. Home of the Mountaineers. Like, I mean,
hey, the best
place where we passed the shrimp club that had the Duck Dynasty beer special. Like, it was weird.
Yeah,
like,
got to get out of there.
It was bizarre. So, but, you know, I mean, it was just.
The best one I was involved in.
The best.
Oh, we were asked about the worst one.
Weird. Luke also asked the weirdest.
Yeah,
weird.
But I.
We had a kid walk up, and he said, I need to ask you a question. And I said, go ahead. And he said, that's kind of personal. So I leaned over. I was like, what's up? He was like, well, Uncle Si signed my leg. I said, your leg? I said, sure. I mean, I guess. And he pulls his leg off from the hip and lays it on the table. And so I jump back and go, whoa. He said, you want me to sign that? He said, yeah. He said, all right. Sign the leg, put it back on, go. A little weird, yeah.
That's awesome, though. Mm-hmm. I thought you were going to say, so he signed it, then he went and got Si's signature tattooed on him.
No.
People do that.
I hope I ain't on there nowhere. I signed a lot of arms and stuff, though, going on these places. We don't have anything here. Sign my hand. Okay. I got a Sharpie. Get out the way.
Get out the way.
Get out. I'll write on anything right now. Uh-oh. You got 2 hours.
Here
Let's go.
Boom.
Oh, man.
All right. Well, I'm going to send us out of here with the Bible verse. We appreciate all our fans, and we love you guys.
Absolutely.
Yep.
So Romans 12:10 says, be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Honor one another above yourselves. So, I do that verse to say, we appreciate y'all. We appreciate y'all listening. Well, without y'all, we'd still be doing this just without microphones and headsets. We'd be talking to each other and laughing.
Yeah.
But we appreciate y'all listening.
You know what? We wouldn't get to take a break.
We wouldn't get to take a break.
Break.
Right.
And we wouldn't get a bunch of fun snacks. So thank y'all so much for listening. We do love each and every one of you. We hope you're having a great day and a great rest of whatever week you're in.
Yeah, amen. We'll love see you, y'all people. Next time. We're out.